It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. And it's time you and I had a little talk about the birds and the bees. I've been really trying, babe. Stop. Not that kind of birds and bees talk. This kind. Yeah, that's right. Real bees, real birds, and the possibility that they are in real trouble. And that could be trouble for us, too. Some 80% of the world's crops need birds, bees, bats, and other animals for pollination. And there are indications that some important pollinator species are in decline. A group of concerned scientists and agriculture officials formed the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign. And they asked the National Academy of Sciences to look into pollinator problems. University of Illinois biology professor Gene Robinson took part in the National Academy study, and he's with us now to talk about it. Dr. Robinson, welcome to Living on Earth.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
What did the National Academy's report tell us about pollinators?
The report said that there is clear evidence for decline in some pollinator species, but in other cases, for other species, there's just not enough information available to make that determination.
And is this a serious decline? I mean, do we need to be pretty worried here or what?
Well, it's quite a large decline. Probably about 30% of the population has declined over the last 20 or so years.
What's causing the decline, or do we know?
Well, the causes vary for the different species. In the case of the honeybee, the evidence clearly indicates that the main culprit is a parasitic mite, an invasive species introduced to North America some 20-some years ago. That seems to be the most serious cause of the decline of the honeybees.
And what about pesticides?
Pesticides are considered to be a contributing factor. The evidence is not as clear-cut, but there certainly is some evidence that would point in that direction. And what you have always is a variety of factors that work to weaken populations, to make them less resilient, so that when other factors come into play, they can cause more serious problems.
What's potentially at risk if we begin to lose significant numbers of pollinators?
The effects of loss of pollinators can be severe. In agriculture, there can be a disruption of our food availability. Now, just to be clear, pollinators do not pollinate the basic grain crops, which are the staple of the world's diet.
The wind takes care of that, right?
Exactly. But pollinators do pollinate really important food crops, nuts, fruits, berries, vegetables, seed crops, crops that add a great deal of diversity to our diet, a great deal of vitamins, nutrients that really enrich our diet.
Was there a sort of a worst case scenario just looking at the economic impact of what the honeybees provide for us?
Well, honeybees are estimated to provide between $10 to $20 billion worth of food in the United States alone per year due to their pollination activities.
Wow. What then does the Academy's report recommend we should do about this?
Well, we made several recommendations. First of all, we called for more research. We note that the timing is fortuitous. The publication of the honeybee genome is just coming out, and the genome of the honeybee has been sequenced, which really is going to usher in a new era of honeybee research, affording a lot of opportunities for genome-assisted research that can lead to improved strains of bees.
So in addition to these things specific to honeybees, there are things that you're encouraging average people to do to get involved, right?
Most pollinators are small, little creatures. And so it's possible for the average homeowner to be part of a campaign to improve the status of pollinators. All one needs to do is plant some flowering plants, create some habitat for nesting individuals, bees, so that they can make their nests in these areas. And so these are things that small homeowners and landowners can do on their own.
It just strikes me over and over over the course of this conversation how much we take for granted what these little critters do for us. And I don't know who coined the phrase, but the little things that run the world, they really are, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. That phrase was coined by Professor Edward Wilson, who is an ant biologist, and it holds perfectly for the pollinators.
So it greatly behooves us to pay attention and treat them right, I guess.
I think so.
Well, Dr. Gene Robinson is a biology professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and also took part in the National Academy of Sciences study of pollinators. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Robinson.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
The U.S. Postal Service hopes to raise awareness about pollinating species with a new set of pollinator stamps. You can get a sneak peek at them and read all about the birds and bees by buzzing on over to our website. It's loe.org.
Let me tell you about the birds and bees.